97.9 The Heel, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hello, how are you?
Oh, just like my own little personal round of applause.
Congratulations. Sometimes I like to give you a round of applause
and
on your way into the studio.
For the incomparable achievement of coming to work today, there is no appreciation that I enjoy more.
I mean, hey, not everyone did, so.
That's true. Not everyone did. Some folks just said, nah.
Yeah.
But I'm here to talk about trends, and I'm also here to say that folks dunking on this Toronto chef who spent 2 years creating McDonald's newest menu offering, the Chicken Big Mac, look here. All right.
Is it a Big Mac that just has chicken?
That's correct.
There
are no other fundamental changes to the Big Mac here. It is simply just replaced with chicken. I'm going to come to this man's defense.
All right.
McDonald's is a huge, just a strikingly large company. It, of course, takes forever to cut through any kind of red tape and do anything. And this Toronto chef is also a food scientist. He has developed a methodology by which to make these fried chicken Big Mac patties and whatnot. Look, he came to work for 2 years and he has finished formulating his magnum opus, the Chicken Big Mac, that will get taken off of McDonald's menus within 1 to 2 years tops. Look, man, he had a job to do and he did it.
Can I just pause and let's all just close our eyes and imagine, not if you're on the roads. If you're on the roads, you got to keep your eyes
Please
open
your
and
eyes
focus
open.
On the roads. But everyone else, close your eyes and just imagine this like disheveled mad scientist of a chef after 2 years of nonstop.
He's just been locked in a lab.
Backbreaking labor, testing different things, titrating chemicals, using pipettes and Erlenmeyer flasks, bubbling and boiling and turning all kinds of different colors, busting through the door of the McDonald's Canada boardroom, going, I got it, Marty, I got it.
I've done it. I finally created the
I figured it out, Marty. The key, the secret.
I mean,
chicken.
Chicken instead of the burgers. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have much else to say about it other than I think the idea of a chicken fried steak Big Mac also sounds pretty good, but that's just going into realms
that would be
unknown.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds like a little tasty.
I just was happy I got to finally do my Doc Brown impression on this morning.
Good.
It's been 2.5 years.
It was not bad.
Thank you. I liked it. I'm trying out for the new Back to the Future musical. Did I get the part?
I have seen stuff for the Back to the Future musical.
Mm-hmm.
I am surprised that it is as well received as it seems to be, and I gotta say, I'm interested in doing it, if only to see what the stage setup is. I'm sure there's gonna be some real theater magic taking place
oh,
in
like
the Back to the Future.
Special effects all out
oh,
the
yeah,
yin yang on this one, yeah.
We're putting the bridge to shame. We don't care about Spider-Man swinging around.
Right.
It's going to be all about pyrotechnics and stage-bound DeLoreans from here on out.
I mean, pyrotechnics, lots of flashing lights, and the final scene with Doc Brown hanging from the clock, like, that's going to be really cool.
Yeah!
Either that or it's just going to be a set-free stage musical with just, like, chamber music and no special effects at all.
You know, there's not really such a thing as, like, a Broadway franchise, is there? It's not like we're going to see Back to the Future of the Musical Part 2.
Sorry, are you not familiar with Love Never Dies, the sequel to The Phantom of the Opera?
I'm not. And as far as I know, Mamma Mia 2 was just a movie and never saw any stage action.
Mamma Mia 2 was just a movie, but Love Never Dies made it to the stage and did not make it to the screen because it was not good. I've
never
seen
recorded.
It, but Brad has and our friend Kristen has, and they still make fun of this awful, awful musical to this day. Where like all of the characters from Phantom of the Opera randomly wind up in Coney Island 20 years later, and like I guess the Phantom and Christine had a kid.
There's no way that you're talking about a real. You're making this
actually
up. This
happened.
Is improv.
No,
the Phantom 2.
The Phantom
sequel
2,
to Phantom takes place on Coney Island.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
That is more bewildering than a 2-year work time for a chicken Big Mac, I tell you what.
Andrew Lloyd Webber breaking into the studio is going, I got it! I got it!
I've cracked the code! They need hot dogs and carnival rides!